East Coast Breakfast.
Recently, there were photos that were released of our fabulous East Coast Radio team building event that we all attended. And this photo, the photos were from our gala dinner.
Yes. The theme of this particular gala dinner was African winter elegance, and African chic was actually what we were asked to dress up as. I went in a leopard print dress because, you know, African animals. Mm-hmm. Darren, you had a beautiful South African scarf on, an African style t-shirt.
Yes.
I thought this was great. Our producer came with an actual springbok skin wrapped around him. Mm-hmm. What's more South African than that?
Yep.
And then our very one, Sky Shabalala, out of about 150 staff members, he was the only one who didn't bother to dress up to the theme. He came in pants and a shirt.
No, but point of order, number one, I'm African. That's the first thing.
Oh,
and the
so
second thing
all
is,
African.
You know, and I wore a South African flag pin.
I am an African.
We're all African.
Yeah,
and where did you get the South African flag pin?
Yeah, where did you get that flag pin?
No, I got it from my other African friend, Darren Moore.
On the way to dinner.
On the way. He was like, hey, you're not using that flag pin, are you? Well, I am, specifically. It was part of my ensemble.
It was part of his South African
it's
theme.
It's balanced
what's your
off
story,
my imbata that I had on my shoulder.
Why? What happened?
So, listen. So, what happened, right? I'm not going to... you're accusing me of something I didn't do. I spoke to a lot of people who said the theme is a bit confusing. Right?
Isn't that confusing?
No, and I thought a lot of people were going to boycott the theme. Because also, you guys said we got like 2 weeks. We got like 8 days.
Yeah, and we the rest of us, all the other 150 people, all dressed up. And Sky, just by the way, you literally, legitimately took the table decorations and you used them as props in your pictures. Yeah. So we want to know, why did you not dress up?
Why didn't you?
I was going for chic. It means it said African chic.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah,
Oh, you are full of chic.
No, chic.
Oh, that's chic.
Yeah, no, I was chic.
Sky, you showed up in a smart pants and a white collared shirt.
Come on.
It wasn't
African vibe about you.
And you stole Darren Moore's South African flag.
And you stole my pin.
Okay. No, but guys, look at the picture. That's not just a white collared shirt. It's got African. It was made in Africa.
So are we.
In Libya. And it was very chic, and I had the South African flag pin, and I had
achieved.
There were people that we only ever get to see once a year at the team build. They work here in a department that's like hidden away. They emerged from their cloistered areas,
but
in full African chic, in full African winter elegance,
beautiful.
Popping colours, African fabrics, African styles, headgear.
I was freezing because of my leopard dress, but
exactly.
I did it because I suffer for fashion.
Everyone except Sky Shabalala.
But you talk about popping colours, African colours. My eyes were popping colours. So I was
Sky? There's no excuse for you. So I would like to know this today. Is it okay to deny entry to a theme party if somebody does not dress up for the theme? Yes. This happened on Real Housewives of Durban as well. Big controversy.
Yes.
So let us know. Send us a voice note. 061-792-9495. Is it okay to deny entry to someone, to a theme party, if they don't dress up to the
theme? If you're sitting on the fence, head on over to our social media, our Facebook page, East Coast Breakfast, right? And East Coast Radio, or just East Coast Breakfast? East Coast Breakfast. We've posted that picture.
Yeah,
That was taken of the three of us, and then decide. You know, is it fair?
And Darren and I looked amazing to theme.
You looked amazing.
And Sky.
No! Sky, is it okay not to get dressed up for a themed party? 061-792-9495.
Morning breakfast team, this is Nandi. Mm-hmm. About the theme, not sticking to the theme. I think it's a bit rude.
Mm.
But not unless you boycotting it.
Yes.
Sky, what was happening there? Or you totally didn't get it. I think it's rude. It's like showing up to someone's wedding in a wedding gown and a veil.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Let's say good morning to Sinoliso from Josini. Good morning, Sinoliso.
Morning, man.
Okay, so I'm great and you, sir. Okay, tell us. Please tell us how you feel about this.
Yes. Well, actually, to be honest with you, I feel like it's a disrespectful thing, you know, because you can't be invited, then you were told how to dress, then you show up without a dressing code. That means you're not taking things serious, I can say that way.
Yeah.
And he had enough time. Do you agree? Sky Shabalala had enough time.
Yes, we had enough time. You were invited. Most of all, you were invited. It's not like you were told by a friend that there's an event there, mm-hmm. Then let's go. You were invited. You were given enough time.
You
must respect that for future reference.
Yes, Sky.
Thank you, Sinoliso. I feel you. How can you just show up and eat the people's food when you don't even follow the theme? We've got Mandy here. She says, good morning, team. All the fun is dressing. Otherwise, what's the point of making an effort? Otherwise, don't go. Manny Kirsten says, morning, I would not allow him entry without a themed outfit. In actual fact, I would have been happy to bring food outside. To put some of the buffet on a plate take it out to him.
Let's say good morning to Shanae from Toti. Shanae, can we deny entry if someone isn't dressed according to the theme? Please tell us.
No, absolutely not. I've been in this predicament before where I was invited to a party. It never stipulated on the invite that if I don't dress up, I can't be allowed, well, I wasn't allowed entrance.
Yeah,
bro. I don't feel Sky should be... Look, only in South Africa we wear shorts, right, and fluff.
Yeah.
I feel like that is already dressing up. We're South Africans.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Shanae. From Toti.
I don't feel... Was she packing Sky in
there? Yes, yeah, she was.
I mean, I wouldn't deny entry.
Well, he was wearing European clothing with slacks and a collared shirt. There was nothing African about his vibe whatsoever. Sky, you should have stayed outside and you could have been the outside entertainment. We were inside at the party and you could be the Zulu on the stoop.
Good morning, breakfast team. Yes, yes, yes. It is valid to deny someone entry if they are not dressed according to the theme. They got the memo. It shows that they are rebels. They just ruined the photos.
Stacy from West Hall. So Sky, you know what, hey? Fine, it was a theme, blah, blah, blah. You were born to stand out. So everyone looked the same and you were different.
Oh, this is Godfrey, yeah? I'm all with Sky. It's a work function. And secondly, did his clothes affect the team building?
Morning, breakfast team. This is Nandi. About the theme, not sticking to the theme. I think it's a bit rude. The Sky, what's happening there?
Good morning, breakfast team. For me, I'd rather have the person's presence there than worrying about what they dressed. So definitely let them come in, have a joy. We did invite them. As long as they are there, I think that's the most important thing.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.